Hello, hello. Happy Monday afternoon. This is Julia. And as always, you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Super excited to be in the studio today. I actually had a really funny encounter over the weekend where I went to Providence to visit some friends, and I met a friend of a friend. And after I left, she texted my friend and was like, "I really like Julia, and she has a super sexy voice." And I feel like that's something people tell me. They like my radio voice. And maybe that's just because every weekend I feel like I lose my voice from screaming and doing all sorts of silly things. And then by the time I come into the studio on Monday, my voice is extra raspy for you all. But I'm honored. Maybe I should make a career out of radio, or as I said to someone else, maybe I should do like some ASMR audio recording type stuff. So if you're into that, let me know. But super excited to be here. I am very sleepy today, so we're gonna chill. And I feel like that first song was an excellent way to start out the day. That's by Nick Hakim. It's called Only One, and it's off his brand new album, Cometa, which I can't stop listening to. And he is a client on the roster of one of the publicity companies that I work for. And that album was one of the only campaigns that I've really been a part of from start to finish. And it's just super cool to see like the press releases come out for those first singles and see like the press pick up on all of those tracks and then like the build up to the album release. And I don't know. It's super cool and it's an incredible record. Every song is a no-skip song, and I really, really hope we'll get to see him live sometime soon. So that's Nick Hakim. And we've got, as always, some super fun listeners from across the country, across the world today. So shout out to everyone listening today on this Monday afternoon. And next up, we've got a Portishead track. I have a listener who loves Portishead, so that's for you. And this is off of their most famous release, Dummy, which came out in 1994. This is Sour Times. We'll be right back.
studs. There won't be no duds here. Rappers play the dumb. Kinda on the space tip, but when they hear the jam, they be on the dills, Nick. Now I'm not frontin' rock. I know the territory. Go ahead and try. That's a different story. Similar to Grim, I could tell a better one. All about a kid who couldn't rap and didn't run. Stands on the side. Where the mic is getting done. Resorts to begging Billy. Asking could he have some. No, never ever. Go back and try again, man. If you come back, I'll be the first to shake your hand. Competition's good. It brings out the vital parts. The abstract, poetic. Majors in recital arts. Do it for the kids. The elders and the rap peers. We know the job is done. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Word for my creation. If the hands clap. I'm filled with elation. Here I am, ghetto. Full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child. Let your head down. So we could get buck wild. Do your ill dance. Go think about the next man. We must have unity. And think of the bigger plan. The vision we will fall. We must stick together. See, I like to take this time to say what's up to Cool G. The name is Q-Tip. The Midnight Marauder. Give enough respects to Afrika Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of Mama Duke. I won't resort to Rob. Bob, you get your dough. Mace is my witness. Obsessed with the rap. But it's the mental fitness. Like shooting CeeLo. And always hitting head cracks. The industry is luck. Winning with the fake raps. Beats to the crews. Pump the real hip hop. Not selling out. From hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say. But here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'll seek it. I'm just a short brother. Dark skin face. Weigh a buck 50. 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly. Flip like Mr. Furley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall. So party animal I was, but now I chill at home. All I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my thrill in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky, know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up, rest in peace. And you know what else? We got the vibe. All the people in Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and Nauru, we got the vibe. For upstate, in D.C., you got the vibe. Maryland, Virginia, Carolina, vibe. Out west, we got the vibe. In the Bahamas, we got the vibe. Over in Europe, you know what, we got the vibe. We got people alive, it goes on. Of rap, I'm a fan. I've seen a whole lot of slumps, good with the girls. I get a whole lot of bottom fat to skinny. Frida to Winnie, Emma to Cindy, Constance to Wendy, cause I be real friendly, never on the snotty side. I don't brag to brothers about the little tapes I got. My vocal styles can vary, the sight is never scary, it's only legendary. My father well prepared me, my job ain't temporary. I'm here for the long shot, better yet the long term. I don't have a perm, in a way I do, call them the permanaps. I'm crazy, slap happy, and I'm scrappy, and I'm happy. When I get the mic in my hand with the crowd in the stand, it's as good as grand like that. So I wanna say peace and dedicate this joint to MC Trouble and to Trouble T Roy and to Scott LaRock and to Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? This is for the slain rappers and the fallen rappers. You know what I'm saying? This is a special dedication, and also to my pops and also to Vinny's moms. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta keep it happy and keep the vibes going, cause this is vibes and stuff, and we out.
All right, that was Vibes and Stuff by A Tribe Called Quest off of their album, The Low End Theory. And I actually was doing a little bit of internet research just now to kind of figure out what The Low End Theory really means. And as I kind of thought, it refers to their use of like lower bass frequencies on the album. But there's a hidden meaning, and that it also kind of refers to like the status of black people in America, how they're kind of on the lower end of the totem pole. So kind of a nice bit of social commentary while also being about kind of the audio format of the album. So kind of cool. And before that, I played Sour Times by Portishead. Two great, very chill tracks here. And we're going to keep it rolling. Next up, we've got a song by an artist I play kind of a lot on this show, but there's a reason for that, and that is tonight I'm going to a concert. I'm covering a concert for music magazine Melisma, and I'm going to see Bartiz Strange and Pom Pom Squad. who is opening for Barty Strange at the Sinclair in Harvard Square. And I'm super pumped for the show. We originally got denied, and then a week later, they gave me a ticket and a spot. So I'm very excited to shoot that show. And I love, love, love Barty Strange. I've played a lot from his new album, Farm to Table, over the summer. It's a fantastic album. But I was looking at the set list online. I was trying to find out what he was going to play tonight. And all of the other shows he's played on this tour have been really short set lists. So I'm really hoping that's not the case. But I'm equally as excited for the opener, Pom Pom Squad, an awesome post-punk female band. And I feel like usually I'm really into the main act and not the opener, but this is one of the few shows where I'm excited for both of those acts. Kind of an interesting pairing as well. But the Sinclair does not have a press pit, and that means I have to go early and like get in line with all the normal people, and I'm not super excited about that, but hopefully I'll make my way up to the front and get some good photos and a good review of that show. So the track we're going to play is off of his brand new album, Farm to Table. It's called Hennessy, and we're going to follow that up with a chiller track from Pom Pom Squad called Be Good. So this is Hennessy.
I took three lives that I need, watching reruns that I believe. Oh, I need mine like I need other places I could be. And they say black folks drink Hennessy, but I want you over me. In the dark on a tree, these days we don't talk anymore.
We don't talk these days.
We don't talk anymore. I never meant to say that. Some days I don't feel like I'm the man. I feel that from the bottom. I know I do some stuff you cannot stand. Alright, I could be waiting just because I can't win. And they say black folks drink Hennessy, but I want you over me.
Oh man.
In the dark on a tree. Black folks drinking and see, but I want you over me in the dark on a tree.
Thank you.
All right, that was Be Good by Pom Pom Squad. Kind of out of like their usual sound. They're usually more punk, but I wanted to pick a chill song because today we're taking it a little slower here at Hot Tub Tapes. That's off their album, Death of a Cheerleader. Kind of a fun name. Before that, you heard Hennessy by Barty Strange. I love the end of that song. It's just so good, and I'm really hoping he plays it tonight, but my hopes are not that high. I have not seen it on any set list ever. And I've been alerted by my roommate Ava that there's been some action in the chat, so I'm really sorry for not checking that earlier. She's sleepy, and she has a sexy voice. I'm loving it. I really have no idea who any of these people are, so I'm going to spend the next couple songs really digging deep and trying to see who I can figure out. And someone is asking for me to record their voicemail inbox message for them. And I think that is a great use of my talents. And I would charge a really reasonable fee for that. So if you're interested, my DMs are open. I got Lana Ray had access to a triangle for one of the songs. Wow. 5 foot assassin. Wow. I'm going to stop reading from the chat because I feel like people who are listening who are not looking at the chat have no idea what's going on. Julia the Music Elitist. I mean, you're not wrong. Cheerleader themed songs. Wow. Okay. We're done. We're moving on. Next up. Okay. Is actually a song I've played on the show before. I add every song that I've ever played on the show to a massive playlist. And every time I make a new set, I like search in that playlist to make sure I'm not repeating things. But there are cases where repetition is important. And I feel like this song deserves to be played twice, especially because I feel like I played it probably freshman year. It's one of those like Julia staples that I kind of lead with. And it's a song by Sampa called Incomplete Kisses. Sampa has the most beautiful voice of all time. It's a great song, so I feel like I had to bring it out for today. It fits with the vibe. And after that, we're going to play a track by Dijon, who have also played on the show a ton before. If you remember over the summer, we talked about how Dijon is friends with one of my favorite celebrity chefs, Molly Baz, which is kind of funny because his name is Dijon, like Dijon mustard. Which is my favorite condiment, by the way, in case you wanted to know. But we're going to move it right along, and I'm going to get back and respond to all the people in the chat. Don't you worry. This is Sampa with Incomplete Kisses.
Those incomplete kisses. Waking up time with that first step. In this house we're sinking, but we're far too numb to really care. The TV keeps glitching. The lies come down, the portals appear, and somehow you step out to say you're not by yourself now. Those incomplete. Those incomplete kisses. Those incomplete.
But you're not mine, I can't deny it. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now or I go crazy. Oh, sweet daddy. You know, won't you know my every day? Oh, no, sweet thing. Girl, don't you know everything? Well, I wish you were a lover. Would you act so undercover? To love your child the whole night long. Be it right or be it wrong. I'm only what you make me, baby. Walk away, don't be so shady. I don't want your mind, don't want your money. These words I say, they may sound funny, but oh, oh, sweet thing. Won't you know you're my everything? Oh, no, sweet thing. Don't you know you're my everything?
That was Sweet Thing by Dijon. And before that, you heard the aforementioned Sampa song, Incomplete Kisses. We've got lots of action in the chat. And something kind of silly that's happening in the studio right now is the chair, like, won't stay up. Like, it keeps, like, slowly lowering to the floor. So every time I want to speak in the mic, I have to, like, really stretch for it. So it's kind of silly. Kind of fun. Keeping me on my toes here at WMFO on this Monday afternoon, which is turning out to be quite a chilly, chilly day. We've had some 70-degree days over the weekend here in Boston, and all of a sudden it's like 30 and no one knows how to act. We finally agreed. My housemates and I have been fighting about when to turn on the heat in our house, and we decided that today was the day that we're going to turn on the heat. So it's a big day for everyone. Next up, if we're talking about really chill, smooth R&B, we can't not talk about D'Angelo, who, you know, he's important. He's, if you don't know, he's important. And if you do know, you know. And I'm going to play a track from his probably most famous album, Voodoo, which came out in 2000. This is Untitled, parentheses, How Does It Feel? It's 7 minutes of just, like, straight-up gorgeousness. We probably won't play all 7 minutes, but we'll see how we're feeling. Then we'll follow it up with, I think, someone who's, like, also in the Nick Hakim universe. Like, if you like Nick Hakim, you would like this artist and vice versa. His name is Gabriel Garcon Montana, and I've played some songs from him on the show before, and we're going to play a track called Someone. So let's get into it. This is D'Angelo with Untitled. How Does It Feel?
Thank you. you desire. Then you get a feeling, feeling that I'm feeling. Won't you come closer to me, baby? Hey, that you already got me right where you want me, baby. I just want.
You made.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Did I wanna know how it feels?
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Wanna stop?
Silly little game you and me play, and I'm feeling right on. Feel the same way, baby. Let me know.
Learn to make you well. Conversation tense, you were edible. Kissed me, pulled back and said, not tonight, but can I get some head? It hurt me, had to double take. I went ahead and did it anyway. Grabbed your panties to your chest. I think I gotta go is what you said. It's so peculiar, this game that we play. I want it all the way, yeah. Oh, I needed you. I don't know what to do. You took your loving from me, and you gave it to someone new. Let's just forget the words, yeah. And then forget the world. I needed you. I don't know what to do. I needed you. I
don't know what to do. You took your loving from me, and you gave it to someone new. Let's just forget the world, hey, and forget the world. I needed you. I don't know what to do.
All right, that was Someone by Gabriel Garcon Montano off of his album Agüita, which has maybe one of the hottest album covers of all time. It's good. Take a look. And you heard D'Angelo before that. And time is just flying by right here at Hot Tub Tapes. I feel like we're in a casino. I never know what time it is, even though there's a clock on the wall. Never know what time of day it is. It's confusing. Yep. I just went to a casino, so clearly it's on my mind. Next up, we have got an album that is an album I've really returned to in the last month because I've spent a really disgusting amount of time sitting in our student-run coffee shop, The Sink, doing work. I spend like 4 hours a day there. That's really embarrassing. They know me by name. And I feel like the baristas who are there when I'm there always playing this album. And the album is Capri Songs by FKA Twigs. A fantastic album. So I feel like I've been going back to this album a lot. And we're going to play a track with Daniel Caesar, who's also one of my favorites, called Careless. And then we're going to follow that up with some Caliuchis, because who does not love Caliuchis? So we'll keep it rolling. This is Careless, FKA Twigs. You know the deal. You know the deal.
My heart dissolves away to the rhythm of you. Away.
You can be careless with me. hurricane, feel the earthquake. If the devil was asleep, she'd knock him wide awake. And if you were her, you never know, I think you'd do it too. But if it takes one to know one, you must not have a clue. So come on, baby, I don't ever judge, just wanna have a little fun.
Yeah, come on.
No, I won't be here for long, some will say I'm on the run. Go and say what you want, you're just a stranger watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love, she wants my $100 bills. She don't want love, she wants my
watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love, she wants my $100 bills. She don't want love.
Turkey for Thanksgiving. He didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
I promise that I'm not, like, on purpose feeding my listeners, like, anti-meat vegan propaganda. Like, these are the PSAs that are coming up on our, like, database system. So it's not me. It's the universe that wants you to go vegan, I promise. But kind of some silly ones around the holidays. I, for one, will not be having turkey. But we're making a turkey. So that'll be an interesting experience for me. You just heard Just a Stranger by Kali Uchis with Steve Lacy. Such a fantastic collaboration. I would have killed to be in the room with them. I just feel like they'd be super fun people to hang out with and recording a song together. And so are FKA Twigs and Daniel Caesar, who were featured on the track you heard before. And time is flying by. We've got three more tracks for you. I'm realizing that, like, a lot of the music I've played today is quite sensual. That was not the goal was, like, some sleepy time music, but, you know, if you're in the mood, put on my radio show when, you know, you're getting down. I'm sure you would love to hear my voice in between the songs. I really hope my parents aren't listening to this show. So we're going to keep it moving, and next up, we've got a Haim track, and if you know me, you know I love Haim. I've got a Haim poster in my room. They're three Jewish sisters, so obviously I love them. This is off of their album, Women in Music, Part 2, 3. And the track is called 3 AM. They're fantastic. And they are opening for Taylor Swift on her West Coast dates. And I like Taylor Swift as much as the next person, but I really love Haim. And so I really am hoping I get those tickets to see Haim when they open for her. And I have to call my dad tonight to talk strategy for the pre-sale. Because as everyone out there knows, these tickets are harder to get than anything. They're impossible. So if you have Capital One and you're listening to my show and you want to get me a Taylor Swift ticket, let me know. We can do a little deal. I'll record your inbox message for free, maybe. So this is a 3 AM by Haim, and then we're going to play a Nalufer Yanya track, and then we're going to come check in, and then that'll be the end of the show. So yeah, before we go, here's 3 AM.
Hey, what's up? Just calling to see if you're still up, but straight to voicemail. Yeah, no biggie. If you're up or whatever, just hit me up.
Why you calling me?
That was a little snippet of a song called Melt by Niloufer Yanya. Before that, you had heard 3 a.m. by Haim. I've got one more track to play for you to send you out on this Monday afternoon. And as always, this has been Julia on Hot Tub Tapes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you to all my lovely listeners in the chat. I won't be here next week because I'll be home in California for Thanksgiving. But then I'll be back for a couple more weeks before the semester's over, which is kind of insane. And we're going to close out the show with a classic, some Lauryn Hill. And the track we're going to be playing is X Factor off of, you know, one of the most famous albums of all time, The Miseducation of Miss Lauryn Hill. I think it's a fantastic way to send you off on your day. I've got class up next, and then I'm going to a concert. So can't complain. Can't complain too much, even though the sun is actively setting at 3:54 in the afternoon. And I hate that. But that's okay, because we've got Lauryn Hill to make it through with us. This is X Factor. So red.
reciprocity. See, no one loves you more than me, and no one ever will.
Yeah.
Is this just a silly game that forces you to act this way? Forces you to scream my name?
Yeah.
Then pretend that you can't stay.
I'm literally going to speak in the middle of the song because that is a Kanye West sample. And if anyone noticed it, points for you. Goodbye. And I'm going to speak again because I completely got that wrong. That's so embarrassing. It was sampled in a Drake song, not Kanye West. He's canceled anyway.